continued focus on high oil and gas prices. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden today hosting the Major Economies Forum on Energy and Climate, saying high energy prices remain his top priority.
In the United States, I'm using every lever available to me to bring down prices for the American people. And our nations are working together to stabilize global energy markets, including coordinating the largest release from the global global oil reserves in history.
The president has called on U.S. refiners to increase supply. Republicans argue the Biden administration's efforts to move the U.S. energy sector to be more environmentally friendly have driven up the costs of oil and gas. Former Trump White House advisor Peter Navarro has pleaded not guilty to contempt of Congress after he refused to cooperate with a congressional investigation into the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. The 72-year-old Navarro appeared today in a federal court in Washington to be arraigned on one contempt count for failing to appear for a deposition before the House committee investigating the attack, and a second charge for failing to produce documents the committee requested. Record flooding forced the closure of Yellowstone National Park. Officials in Montana say portions of the park could reopen soon, but some areas may be closed for the rest of the year. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte toured damaged areas earlier today.
We have basements filled with mud. We've had homes washed away. We've had bridges that have been washed away. But we're committed to rebuild this.
The governor was criticized for leaving the country without telling his constituents. Gianforte returned yesterday from a trip to Italy and said he was briefed regularly about the flooding. Police say a third elderly victim has died after being shot last night at a church in Alabama. Vestavia Hills police say they are holding a 71-year-old man on murder charges. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Federal officials have announced investigations are now underway into acts of vandalism and attacks on women's health centers.
The FBI is investigating attacks and threats on pregnancy centers as potential acts of domestic violent extremism. In a statement, the agency says it takes all threats seriously and will work closely to protect communities. Pregnancy resource centers and faith-based organizations have faced vandalism, some spray-painted with the slogan, Jane's Revenge. The centers have been targeted in the weeks following a leaked Supreme Court draft opinion, indicating a majority of justices are prepared to overturn abortion protections in place since the Roe v. Wade decision. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The UK has approved the extradition of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the U.S.
Julian Assange has 14 days to appeal the extradition order that will send him to the U.S. to face spying charges, and he says he will appeal. A British court ruled in April that Assange could be sent to the U.S. over WikiLeaks' publication of a trove of classified documents more than a decade ago. The order carrying out that extradition was signed today. For years, Assange has worked to keep from being tried in the U.S. on 17 charges of espionage and one charge of computer misuse. Prosecutors say Assange helped Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning steal classified documents and military files, which WikiLeaks later published. Lawyers for Assange say he was acting as a journalist and is protected under the First Amendment. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Police have arrested a second person in a shooting at an Oklahoma festival last month in which one person was killed and eight others were wounded. Officers arrested 25-year-old Kendall Alexander today about 125 miles east of Oklahoma City. He is now jailed without bond on one count of first-degree murder and eight counts of shooting with intent to kill. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.